debt. You got to go to bed thinking about it. You wake up thinking about it. Here's the truth. The system traps you in debt. High interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. And don't forget insane inflation. That keeps you stuck paycheck to paycheck. Done with debt is your lifeline. Done with debt has an ingenious new strategy to help you erase your debt faster and easier than you ever thought was possible. Done with debt analyzes all the debt options you qualify for. They know how to reduce your bills. They know how to get interest rates cut. Their skilled staff of negotiators know how to get the debt out of your life permanently, without bankruptcy and without a loan. Done with debt are the experts in brilliant strategies for eliminating debt. But you need to hurry because some debt solutions are time sensitive. So here's how easy they make it. Go to donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. Again, donewithdebt.com.
Support for the Bubba Army Podcast is brought to you by our friends at Manscaped, the leaders in male grooming. Their fourth generation performance package absolutely changed the grooming game, along with their refined body wash to round out your hygiene routine. Join the nearly 4 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped for their shower time routine by going to manscaped.com for 20% off and free shipping with the code Bubba. Have you smelled Manscaped's refined body wash, fellas? The ladies love their signature scent. You and your boys will be so fresh and so clean when you start off your self-care routine with the Ultimate Body Wash. Keep the grooming game going with the Performance Package 4.0, and inside this package, you'll find the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, Weed Whacker and Nose Trimmer, Crop Preserver and Ball Deodorant, Crop Reviver Toner, Performance Boxer Briefs, and a travel bag to hold all the goodies. The Performance Package 4.0 also includes the Weed Whacker to chop your worst weeds up the top of your nose and ears. Nothing's worse than that nose hair. Again, get 20% off and free shipping with code Bubba at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code Bubba at manscaped.com. Keep your balls trimmed, fresh, and clean with Manscaped.
You're listening to episode 14 of Flappin' Gaps. We discuss all things social media, Tara's trip to California, and I am off the dating market. Welcome to Flappin' Gaps. I got a glimpse of myself in the mirror when I went to the bathroom, and I need to apologize to you because what the fuck?
Oh, great.
Been walking around like this? Do you ever do that when you like look in the mirror, you're like, oh, damn.
How about every time I look in the mirror?
I need to get my shit together.
Yeah. Or have you ever had the day when you're like, okay, I kind of have it together. I'm feeling pretty good about my outfit. Okay, my makeup looks all right. And then you go to like a fluorescent light and you look in and I look like fucking Mimi from the Drew Carey show.
I'm like, or someone takes one picture and you're like, I was walking around like that. I was cute when I left the house. So I thought, but
every day of my life, boo, I feel like that.
I know. And the news cycle, the normal news cycle, it goes quickly enough. But when you miss a week or two of the BRN news cycle,
I'm like really out of the loop. So.
I'm like, you got to sit down. We got to talk for at least an hour or two to get you caught up in everything that's happened since last Thursday, because a lot of shit's been going down.
I mean, first of all, we haven't had a podcast in a while. I've been traveling and I will say when I'm traveling, it's the only time I can really disconnect.
And you should. That's really important.
And that's why we go out of town, because if I stayed on a staycation, never stop working.
No.
And so we left for 7 days. So I would say probably 2 days prior and probably 2 days after, I'm just kind of in my own world.
Good.
And I am very, very behind on the latest. And I'm sorry to say that. I haven't been listening because I have really early morning meetings.
So you have like a life and a business to run?
Yeah,
How dare you?
And I feel bad because...
Why do you feel bad?
Well, because I will say part of, and this is kind of weird, but I think you'll understand.
Okay.
So, you know, my brother's been in radio since I was, you know, 15, I think. But once I moved down here, even though I don't see him and talk to him a lot, hearing him on the radio is comforting. Because then I know that he's okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know that
what he's
I
up
worry
to,
about him. Right,
to,
right.
To an extent, yeah.
And so it's always been a part of my morning ritual. Like as I get ready, as I've always been a commuter.
Uh-huh.
I've always, even if it's for 15 minutes, I'll always listen because, you know, kind of like probably a parent would be like, okay, I know where my kid is. Like, you know, he and I are really close.
Right.
And so
and he's been known to be, I don't know, maybe unstable at times.
At times, or two.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm like, okay, you didn't get arrested for you know, some erroneous pig charge bullshit. But it's comforting for me.
I totally get it. And it's just part of, it's been a part of your routine for so long.
Like brushing your teeth. And so when I don't, and from time to time when my life gets busy, I'll get behind and I'll, that's when I tend to text him more and say, hey, are you okay? So I've been very out of the loop,
right?
Not only on just him, but also on my BRN family, because I am family because only through him. So I hear, I mean, there have been some major updates.
There have been some updates.
And think about...
I had a stalker for a couple days, a week maybe.
Was that real? Because here's the thing, I also don't know what's bullshit. And I know that there's, you know, some bits. Now, I know that guy was scary and it kind of scared me. Obviously, Bubba lives with me and I'm always like, have my head on a swivel. But I understand like he actually came after you or came looking for you.
He came to my gym that I train at. The Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu gym, which if you're going to come find me at some place, thank you for coming there.
I agree.
We got about 50 assassins that'll rip your head off.
On a good day.
Yeah. So that didn't scare me too much. I didn't know anything that was going on because I quit social media completely.
Yay.
I mean, I still do like the Bubba Army Instagram, but I was spending probably upwards of an hour and a half, 2 hours a day on Instagram, mindlessly scrolling because guess what? I'm an addict. It got me. And I couldn't, I'm not the type of person I found out where I can just scroll for 5 minutes casually and put it away. It was something that it tickled my brain in a certain way that I just found it very addictive. And it got to the point where I was really feeling disappointed with myself and how I was like, what could I do if I had two more hours in the day to be productive?
Right.
What would I learn? What else would I do? Who else would I talk to that's an actual friend instead of some fucking stranger on the internet?
I honestly, I quit. Good for you.
And it's been 2 months now.
2 months.
Yeah.
And how do you feel?
Fucking like, amazing.
Right?
At the beginning, I had a little bit of the phantom
the
Instagram thumb. No, it was just like a like idle hand syndrome where you just keep looking at the phone. And then I go, it's not there. So
right.
I deleted it, put it down on us. So that was probably about a week or two. But of what I've learned, it takes about 3 weeks to build a habit and 3 weeks to break a habit.
True.
So about week three, I started to feel okay, a bit, you know, more liberated. I didn't feel like I had to look at my phone all the time. Now, I mean, maybe it's not the best thing in case someone needs to reach me, but I mean, I'll forget to look at my phone for 4 hours.
Kudos.
I'll go on walks with Blitz sometimes for 3 hours and I'll leave the phone at home.
I love that.
Because he's got a phone and I'm like, all right, if someone needs me.
I love that.
Yeah, and I always preach that shit, but I wasn't practicing it. I'm like, all right, time to put my money where my mouth is and put this thing away.
It's a game changer, isn't it?
Dude, I'm like living in the present.
Yes.
Like, what's that about?
Yes.
I'm actually experiencing things. And for the first probably 3 weeks, I'd be like, oh, this would be so good for Instagram. Oh, now that's not a thought anymore. Now it's like, this is really cool. And I might videotape it because I want to keep it for my own records.
Right.
But I'm not living like this performative life anymore. I'm already living a performative life 5-6 hours
as
a day.
It is.
Why
yeah.
do I need to fucking include strangers and get them to look at my stuff? And
I am so proud of you.
What am I doing?
And I think you sharing your story is powerful.
Yeah. But it's like also younger, if you're listening, follow the Bubba Army on Instagram, Facebook,
right, of course,
and everywhere
but I think,
we are.
Though, I think there is a difference
yeah.
because it is a show. It's essentially a reality show and it is entertainment.
Right.
Personally, it's a different thing. You're not.
Yes.
You weren't going on there, you know, to add
mindless,
content.
Yeah.
Right.
And it was very voyeuristic. Like I wasn't right. If I was actually creating content
right.
and people were coming to me, but it was like 90% of the time I was just looking at other people's lives, becoming experts on their lives. Why do I know so much about
fake.
These strangers?
It's all fake.
That it's they're not interacting with me. They don't know me, care about me, which is. Fine. They were like famous on Instagram. A lot of the people I'd follow that had hundreds of thousands of followers. I'm like, what the fuck am I doing with my life? And much like an addict of anything, I go, okay, well, I'm an alcoholic. I can't have a drink and chill. Then no more alcohol.
Right.
You're done. So I was like, you're like, as if I had to parent myself. But thankfully, because I have obsessive compulsive disorder, I'm extremely disciplined.
You do?
very badly. Of course, you know this.
Joke.
So thankfully, I was able to make the decision, and then I was like, "I'm set," and I'm not.
And once you made your mind up,
it's over.
So my husband did that probably 5 or 6 years ago,
and he still hasn't been on.
Oh, and he has zero desire.
Right,
zero.
You lose it quickly.
And I do find myself having the one. I'm just too busy. I do still have social media. I posted for my mom's birthday. That's important to her. And that's really why I do
totally.
It. But I feel like I, believe it or not, I have no desire to waste my time. So I feel like I definitely practice what I preach.
Yeah.
I don't go on and look maybe once a week if I get a notification where somebody that I care about, it's their birthday. It might spark me to text them.
Of course.
I don't feel like I need to go on. You know, except my mom, you know, time is non-refundable.
Right.
And so that means a lot to her. She loves that. And Bubba and I bust her balls all the time. So I did go on and wish her a happy birthday.
As long as it's not like taking up hours of your day like it was with me.
Not at all. And I have no desire.
Right.
And I would even like do crazy, I guess, informal, like a social experiment on myself when the days that I would check, and again, maybe 15 minutes overall.
That's fine.
Maybe on those days, I would make, because I have a gratitude journal, and every night I write down
That's
thoughts
awesome.
And stuff. And I would literally make note of the days when I would check social media and the days when I wouldn't. And there was a noticeable difference in the tone of my journal entries of just, you know, and I'm not a depressive, negative person at all.
But you're a human being.
Right. So I'm not a robot. So I tend to always look at it half full, right? That's just who I am.
Uh-huh.
I'm a happy person. And on those days, there would just be less, you know,
positive energy.
It would all be positive, but it was just, you know, less and more ambiguous versus really, because like when you have a gratitude journal, you know, of course you're grateful that you woke up, you're grateful you have a roof over your head, but it's also about drilling down to something really specific. Like my gratitude journal tonight will mention spending time with you. So of course I'm always grateful for my health, my family's health, my business opportunities, all of that.
Yeah.
But also you want to, you know, it's the little things.
Yes.
And even like catching a green light all the way home and not being stuck in traffic, like crazy things. So when you really drill down, you know, it helps, you know, it's all about perspective. But I would literally feel like, God, man, today was a great day. And normally on Mondays, I'm really stressed out. Oh, I never looked at social media. So once that started happening.
But what do you think it was about social media that?
I mean, for me, I think I became more cynical and looking at it like, I know this is all BS. Like the fact that you've got to take pictures of your meals, talk about how amazing your life is, how amazing your partner is, when I know that, you know, 2 weeks ago, this person was
on the verge of divorce.
Right. So for me, it was how incredibly fake and disingenuous it was.
Yeah.
And, you know, people that talk shit about each other and don't hang out are like, oh, you look beautiful. And just that, you know, the older you get, the more aware.
The superficial dance you kind of have to do. And
I was
everybody
seeing
knows
so
it's
much
crap.
Of that. So I wasn't really feeling FOMO or feeling bad about myself because my life wasn't exciting enough. It was more like, what a crock.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is all so fake.
Yeah.
And, you know, I almost feel sorry for people.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I do think that although very rare, it can have,
like,
you know, positive,
people. Of course,
positive implications. And my friend whose husband, who the MMA guy, told
yeah.
you, the guy has pancreatic cancer.
Yeah.
Like they were able to help some people with this new therapy. So things like that, I don't want to lose total belief.
Sure.
But, you know, I do think there are times when it can be intended for the greater good. But for the most part, I'm so cynical that I have no problem disconnect. I can't even remember the last time I checked my social
media. That's great. Unfortunately, and it was funny because it wasn't Facebook, it wasn't Twitter, it wasn't any of that. It was just in my personal Instagram account that I was having an issue with.
So there wasn't one platform.
It was just Instagram that I found myself just wasting my life away and then feeling bad about it, much like someone who binges and purges, that sort of thing. A lot of shame, because I'm like, why am I doing this, and why is it so hard for me to just put it down? And every time I have a moment where I'm not busy doing something, immediately pick it up and start looking. What could you do? Maybe you could watch an educational video. Right. Maybe you could be on YouTube learning new jiu-jitsu moves, which is what I've been doing.
Or just present.
Being present, being bored, like, you know, having a meal and not staring at your phone and just like kind of taking it in. And you're so much more creative. Like, I have all these ideas where when my thoughts aren't being dictated by somebody or something I'm seeing and watching, your mind goes crazy places and you start to think, oh, I could put this here and I also want to see that person. I also noticed that I had a higher tolerance for reaching out to people in my real life. So because I wasn't looking, getting low-level interactions, I would be texting my friends more, my actual friends, calling my parents more, talking to friends and thinking about them and being like, you know, whose birthday is it today? You know, what friend have I not seen in a while that I want to catch up with? I had more of a tolerance for that because I wasn't getting... Because usually when you're on Instagram for 2 hours, by the time your friend actually wants to talk to you, you're like, too, because I can't even hold a conversation.
You're tapped out.
Yeah, so I'm like, I am done. I feel great. I feel so much better about myself. My anxiety has been much lower. So I'm just like, you know what? I'm going to keep rolling with this. This is great.
Well, I'm very proud of you.
Yeah, 17 years, like on social media, finally you break away from the grid.
Has social media been around for 17
years? Yeah, I started on Facebook in 2005.
Oh my God, I feel like a dinosaur. Yeah. Are you kidding?
2005 is when I got an Instagram, because I remember everyone started getting it. I thought it was
Instagram or Facebook?
Sorry, Facebook.
Isn't Facebook now called, like, that's what the boomers use? Like, the old people use Facebook?
Yes, Facebook is for the boomers, absolutely.
And you know what kills me is these people that are successful, members of society, people I know that are professional, you know, run companies, that are addicted to TikTok. I've seen, obviously, through like on the news, oh, this viral video, but I don't have TikTok.
Me neither.
I have no desire.
I hear it's more addictive than Instagram.
Grown, you know, very successful people with families that spend hours looking at TikTok.
Right.
I think it's the most ridiculous thing.
I refused to get it. When I found out how addictive it was, because people kept saying, oh, if you think Instagram is bad, you should see TikTok. I'm like, how about not?
Because I feel like I'm embarrassed.
Waste my life away.
I'm embarrassed for all of us, for society. Like, are we really that much adults that we are going to just, our life is going to be dependent on something that's fake?
But here's the thing, though, is like, it's engineered a specific way so that it's like tickling a part of your brain where sugar.
They've admitted you want more and more 100%. And more.
You know, saw the social dilemma and all that shit. Yeah, I mean, everybody knew this, but it's one of those things that because everybody is addicted, no one realizes they have a problem. So you get kind of blinded. Like when I was in college, if you were to ask me who's an alcoholic, I'd be like, well, technically everybody, but also nobody, because this is what we're supposed to be doing.
Right.
Now, 10 years down the road, when I talk to my friends and see who's still drinking like we did in college, then I'm like, oh, now you have a problem. But when everybody's drinking the Kool-Aid, when everybody is on social media for hours and hours and we're all lamenting about, oh, you know, I spent like 2 hours, so stupid. I'm like, yeah, me too. Oh, well, I hate when that happens. I even heard Tom Brady going, yeah, my biggest flaw is I just get, you know, caught up scrolling. It's like, all right, well, even if Tom Brady, if they're able to capture his attention for that long, there's no hope for me.
Wait, did you just say Tom Brady? Mm-hmm. That's a trigger for me.
Yeah. You like? Okay. Oh, I was like, I didn't know if you're sick of him or.
No.
Yeah. No, he's like an American.
Major crush on him.
Yeah. If the American hero, icon, and legend Tom Brady is susceptible to this shit, then of course I will be as well.
I mean, right. No,
but
it's
I'm
true.
Not. So I just, I said, listen, you're fucking done. I don't care what anybody else is doing. I don't care if they quit. I'm not preaching people to quit.
Right.
I'm just doing my own thing. If you want to quit, you quit. If not,
your story, and I try to do that too without sounding like, you know, preachy or reformed smoker.
Right, or like sanctimonious, right. Like you're this, yeah.
Right.
Like pretending to be righteous.
But it does, I mean, I will say my husband was very forward thinking because he's a data analyst and he's a developer and he writes code. And he told me years ago exactly what they finally just admitted, you know, on literally targeting, you know, specific of creating this narrative and creating this addiction.
Like, right. Taking advantage of your psychological vulnerability.
Right. He's like, listen, that there's an algorithm specifically for this. I'm telling you, when the guy, all the men who are creating this algorithm don't even have it.
And or they don't let their kids have it.
Right. And he said that was very telling. He wasn't into it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of opened my eyes. Like,
yes.
You know, just like, wait a minute. Am I that much of a rube that I'm going to let these people who admit that it was created in order to really
capture your attention, it feels addictive. They call their clients.
Wow. I think, how have I been living like this? Kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. You're thinking, wow, how have I been affording getting gouged so bad? It's time to make the switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. And I mean, Mint Mobile's quality of wireless service is unbelievable. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plan, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages where they slow you down and completely screw with you. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited plan deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. Get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for only $15 a month. Go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower than 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fee, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
It's just so stupid. But anyway,
yeah,
I don't want to talk about that anymore.
Okay, we'll shift gears.
Can we shift gears and you give me the big update?
The big update. That Blitz and I are together. We are official.
Is it official? This is no radio bullshit.
No radio bullshit.
You guys are really together.
I know. I feel like I'm Andy Kaufman or something because people don't know if I'm serious or if I'm joking. Because at the beginning,
well, one, I know you wouldn't lie to me.
Oh, I would never lie to you, of course not. But I lie to the people all day, every day. But when you know Bubba, thanks for you know to him for for putting us together, for pushing us together. Yes, he's a matchmaker. When it first started, he wasn't sure if it was if this was the real deal or not, because sometimes I could be a little bit like deadpan a little bit, so people were a little bit confused as to what was real, what was not real. But it's true, we're dating. Everybody
You call him your boyfriend?
I do.
Okay.
I call him my spouse. We call each other spouses because we think that is a disgusting term. Oh. It's gross.
Spouse?
Like, boyfriend and girlfriend is, like, kind of sexy. Husband and wife is kind of romantic. But, like, if you introduce someone as your spouse, like, nothing could be drier and grosser.
So you by choice,
yes,
choose a term that you are disgusted with to describe each other.
Right. It's
sounds
kind
like
of
you
like...
you guys are off to the right...
A good foot, yeah. Oh, so much God. Like, you know, black people have reclaimed the N-word and used it as a term of endearment, we're kind of using this, this disgusting term, and making it something that, you know, is kind of like a pet name.
Interesting.
Yes.
That's interesting.
But we're odd folks. So, and very compatible. I don't think I've ever met anyone I'm more compatible with.
Can I just ask you something?
And yes.
Again, I'm not trying to be like my brother and say, okay, I put this all together because everyone is seeing it. Do you remember one of our first podcasts when you were talking about how you can't find anybody and you're over it? And I'm like, well, what about somebody that's right in your face? Like somebody that's your friend, somebody
I knew what you
perhaps
were alluding
at work,
to.
And you looked at me like I had three heads.
Yeah.
I mean, at that point when everyone was obviously trying to, because we all saw it right away, right? We all saw it like from jump.
Yeah.
It's like, duh, they're both quirky. They're both very intelligent. Uh-huh. They have the same, like Stevie Wonder could see it. Bill.
Right.
And you were fighting, and I'd have some one-offs with you and be like, hey, man, you know.
What's going on?
Yeah, like, do you not see it? This guy's great. I've known him for 20, you know, he's like a brother to me.
Right.
He's solid. You can trust him. He's salt of the earth.
Yeah, and I never had any doubts about any of that
stuff. And you
stuff.
Would always say, I'm like, what is it? Like, why do you not see it? Is it... like, are you not attracted to him? Or is it? And you're like, no, it's none of that. It's just, you know, we work together and I just don't even think of him like that because we work together. You were so adamant. What was the point where you started to let your guard down?
Yeah.
And maybe start opening your mind?
Well, I mean, I saw what everybody saw, obviously, and we
I know,
definitely
because
had a very
you fought everyone.
Yeah,
on it.
We definitely had a not like intimate sexually, but we would hug after work in ways that you don't really hug friends.
Yeah, there
sort
was
of thing.
Chemistry.
There was definitely chemistry, and I just most of it was that I was thinking that if. And possibly when we break up, that would be an absolute disaster. And I'm finally in a place that I feel comfortable here. I love being here. The job is so much fun. And if that were all to be like ruined or I would have to leave. And Blitz is so vital to the operation that if someone had to go, it would be me. 1,010%. It would be me.
I do remember having a conversation with you. I mean, I think we were at dinner or you may have been at my house and that is exactly what you said.
Yeah.
He, you know, Bubba's not going to, if he had to choose, he's not going to choose.
It's not even a thought.
But also I give you props because I think it's courageous that you trust enough to know that nobody, including my brother has said this to me privately, like if God forbid, he's like, I can't imagine. If I wasn't convinced that they are going to be together forever, I would never jeopardize the show because it's in such a good spot.
Right.
And she fits in so well.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear that.
Oh,
yeah.
My brother brags about you. And he's very protective of you.
Oh, that's so
sweet.
And
he loves, like, no bullshit. Yeah. Like, you're like his little sister. And he adores you.
Yeah,
he
and
loves
I love
you.
Being here. It took a while. I didn't like it so much, maybe the first three and a half months. But once... we kind of got over the growing pains.
And once you
it was
understood.
Amazing. It's the I'm having the time of my life.
And you know, my brother's all about loyalty.
Yes.
And he would do anything for you. And you mean so much to him. And Blitz is family.
Yes.
To all of us.
Right.
And he literally said, I would never jeopardize the show, especially everything he's been through. Right.
Yeah.
I would never.
We all get along.
Right. I would
good.
Never push for this if I wasn't convinced. And I will never, God forbid, allow anything to happen or disrupt that, you know, regardless of what happens. But if I'm not convinced that they're going to be together forever, I would never in a million years have pushed for this.
Right.
So I think that's also very telling.
Yes. And it's not like we just met and started dating. I mean, we've known each other for almost 2 years now, and I've never done that before. I've never known someone, befriended them, and we like didn't date for a while, and I really got to know them on a personal level before.
I told you on one of our first podcasts, the best way is to become their friend and to let it happen organically.
Yeah. I mean, it definitely was a lot of nudging and pushing, and not that I was dragged into this relationship, but, you know, once I kind of got to a point where I was like, all right, we're basically together. Let's come out of the closet, like being gay in the 80s, and just do it. And at this, and I got to a point where I didn't care anymore. And that was really the best point to be in, because then people find out and they're like, yeah, well, we already kind of knew and blah, blah, blah. And people didn't react as like shocked as I thought that they would. But also because it was just talked on the show. You guys are together. So then we're like, yeah, we are. They're like, oh, okay.
But also it was so natural. So
it was very, very natural.
Nobody was shocked because you guys have, you're so compatible.
Yeah, again, it's Stevie disgusting.
Stevie Wonder could see it.
I know.
So have you told your parents?
Oh, yeah. My dad's met him,
actually.
Yeah, my dad came to visit in July. I mean, this is just how Blitz operates.
Okay, that's right.
And he's like, oh, I want to take your dad out to lunch. So, like, the three of us went out, and we went to, like, three different places. And, you know, Blitz was so patient and listening to all my dad's, you know, boring stories and stuff. And I'm just kidding, Dad, if you're listening, hopefully you're not. But
we love you, Dad.
No, but my dad's a boomer. So he has videos on YouTube that he likes and he wants everybody else to see in a crowded, loud restaurant. And I'm like, now's not the time.
Which is a great place to share.
Right. And you can't hear and you can't really see. And it's like, and Blitz would, you know, whether
engage
he was actually interested or feigning interest, the gesture was appreciated. So, but
when you guys all went to lunch, you guys weren't dating.
No.
So then fast forward to when
after we like got in the car to drive away, and my dad says to me, so this guy likes you? And I'm like, yeah, I think so. And he goes, and you're not dating him. And I'm like, no. And he goes, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Pops.
Yeah.
Pops.
My dad is a big fan of Blitz, and my mom's talked to him on the phone, and he actually FaceTimed my sister, and my sister and I were FaceTiming, and Blitz was there, so he met my sister.
So he met the whole fam
family. He's met the whole family, yeah.
That's a big step.
Yeah, it is. It's a really big step, so it's good. He
Damn,
likes my dad.
Girl.
Yeah, I know, and I've never had a family interaction with
healthy
a significant other. Yeah, like this is all so normal that it's odd for me.
That's
but
when
it's
you know.
Good. Yeah.
I was the same way. Like,
okay.
I never had really, you know, Bubba's talked about my exes and how they were losers and he was right. And, you know, you can't see it. You can't force somebody to see it. And so it was always kind of this rub with my family. They tolerated
mm-hmm.
the guy that I was with, but, you know, it wasn't like, It wasn't like this positive, you know, thing that I looked forward to, all of us getting together.
Right.
And I told you, Tarek was the first guy that my brother liked and didn't want to kill.
Mm-hmm.
And it felt weird. It felt weird to like all hang out and them not talk mm-hmm. shit about him behind his back and them, you know, to really encourage us. And that's when I knew, like, this is so weird. And I love his family
mm-hmm.
and he loves my family. My family loves him, which never happens. Like,
uh-huh.
I wasn't used to healthy. I'm
right.
going to say normal because everybody's idea
normal
of normal
yeah.
is different. But a healthy relationship where we all got along.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it feels weird, doesn't it?
It does feel weird, but it's good. It's really good. And we already know each other so well, even though it's only been, you know, like a couple
right.
months of dating. So it's everything is good.
I'm blown. That's a huge
yeah.
update. So you guys are both officially like off the market. You're not on those dating
nope.
apps anymore.
No one's on any apps.
No one's
We're
on
done.
Any apps.
And it's nice because I was spending a lot of time, you know, swiping on there too, just mindlessly looking at losers after losers. So yeah, I'm done with that, which was a big time suck. I'm done with Instagram. I'm very focused on, you know, us doing things and
being
I
present.
Yes. And I've had a lot of secondhand relationships, a lot of things that have gone south in other people's relationships that I write down, take note, mental note. And I'm like, let's try not to repeat.
That's good.
Yeah. So we're very good. He's a very emotionally mature person and he's a really good communicator, which is good, which is very important. And I feel like I am too because I've seen it other people fail at it so horribly. My parents being the prime number
sure.
one example. And I'm like, I don't want to do that. Like, let's
right.
talk about shit and
right.
work through stuff. So there's that. And also I've learned to not just abandon your friend base. Like don't abandon your network that you built up.
That's important.
I know people very close to me who mm-hmm. when they get in a relationship, everything else falls by the wayside, including hobbies,
yep.
friends, people that coworkers that used to hang out with. It's really sad to me. You get completely off track. Then you break up with that person. Something happens unexpectedly and you're left with nothing.
Nothing. No support system.
No.
No nothing. And then you've got to pick up the pieces and try to rebuild it and gain people's trust.
Yeah. And people are like, oh, fuck you. Like, you didn't talk to me for a year and a half and now you want to be buds because your boyfriend broke up with you. Like, get out of here.
And you have those girlfriends or guy friends that only reach out when they're going through a breakup or when they need advice.
So
you can't lose your own identity.
No.
And you need to go do your hobbies, go do your jiu-jitsu.
Absolutely.
And, you know, Blitz is not jealous. He's very direct.
Mm-hmm.
And he wants to empower you and he wants to make you happy. So what makes you happy going and doing stuff is going to make him happy.
Absolutely. And vice versa. So, I mean, what's been great.
You don't seem like the jealous type either.
No, I'm not. And I never engage or compete with anybody. So, like, if you start, like, googly eyeing or being disrespectful, I just walk away and go, fuck this.
Right.
Like, I'm not dealing with this.
Same
I'm not
here.
Gonna be I'm not gonna yell at you. I completely disengage and I'm just like, I will never ever be made to look foolish ever. It's just not part of my identity.
That's on them, not you.
Yeah, absolutely. So then I'm like, oh, fuck you. Like, cause I'm so comfortable being single that it doesn't scare me.
Right.
So it's like there's no leverage with them to be like, you don't leave me, because I'm just like, well, fuck it, I'm happy alone.
And don't you exactly, and don't you think once you make peace with that is when you find somebody?
Yeah.
And the older you get, like, you know, I think you have an appreciation for finding somebody that really respects you, and it's even better. Like, I don't regret being single for so long and waiting until my late 30s.
Oh, me neither. Yeah.
To me, it made it even better because I knew who I was.
Right.
And I knew what I didn't want.
Mm-hmm. And you could appreciate it more.
Okay. So I just have one more question.
Yeah. I know you have to go soon. So
I would hope I would be in the wedding. That's all I'm going to say. That's all I'm going to say.
Yes. You will either be the flower girl.
No, I don't want to be the flower
girl. All right.
I want to be a bridesmaid so I can have the shower.
Bridesmaid. Wow. That's a lot of...
I want to have the bridal shower. I want to have the bachelorette party.
Oh, shit. I don't like burdening people with that. If I ever did have a wedding, it would be like...
I'm volunteering.
It would be just a one thing. There'd be no
and
bridal shower.
Girls are children.
Oh, right. See, I don't even know anything.
I do. But anyway, you like how I already got this all worked out?
I know.
So people are already planning
the wedding.
We can start doing couples stuff. You guys can come over for pool parties. Yay!
I do like the fact that we can do couple stuff.
And
that excites me.
He can even come over. Like, we still need our girl time.
Yes.
We still need to get our pedicures and do our thing.
Do the brunch.
But he can even, you know, like if we have game night and it's late, you guys want to stay. I've got plenty of room.
Okay. Well, I don't want to bother Bubba. I know he's had enough of us, too.
Well, I'm talking about weekends when he's away.
Right. When he's in LJ.
Yeah, which is a lot. Or
with Larry Plummer and his wife. Right.
Which, you know, he's starting to, like...
really branch out.
And I commended him because he's a workaholic. And I said, you know, self-care is huge. And he would never disconnect. Ever.
I know.
Kind of similar to me. And it doesn't end well. And... I gave him kudos. I said, you know, I love to see that you're starting to take time off and starting to
recharge.
A lot
of 3-day weekends, 40 weekends. I think it's very important.
I do too. And
he looks great.
He looks awesome.
Doesn't he look good?
I'm not just saying that.
You know how I was hesitant to get Botox? When I started seeing his face, I'm like, I want to get Botox now.
I know. He looks awesome.
He looks really good.
He looks awesome. Yeah. It's just, isn't it great to see, like, well, it is for me to see you in such a good place and to see Bubba in such a good place. And, you know, that like makes, I know this sounds so corny, but to see people that I love and care about, even strangers living their best life.
Yeah.
Like, to me, that's what it's all.
Good.
Like, that's what's up.
Awesome. Well, this was a whole lot of positivity that I hope you guys
can
take with you.
I learned a lot and I've got a lot more. So our next podcast will be where I'm asking you a little more
intimate. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That sounds good. Thank you for your time.
Thanks, Phil.
Bye.
Bye.